Today, six levers to pull to boost your finances in 2026. And again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, one that is post covering finance and property news. At the start of the new year, it's worth spending just a little time to make sure your finances are in the best possible fettle. So today we look at six things to do to optimize your financial life. Not financial advice, but some general hints. And as always, we consider both money in and money out, but with a specific focus on tricks which financial firms use, like price walking existing customers, meaning you pay a loyalty tax, making sure credit cards match their usage patterns, and checking your statements for automatic payment instructions, which you might have set but then forgotten, or worse, were set up without your specific agreement. Now let's start with the obvious one. Whether it's a mortgage or savings account, it's worth checking via a comparison site whether you have the best possible rate. With variable mortgages, the market moves quite often, and we find as many as one in three mortgage holders are borrowing at a variable rate well above the best available. If you find better than you have at the moment, you can either switch, subject to terms at low cost, or better still, contact your existing lender for a price match. Fixed rate mortgages are a little more complex, as they may have break fees, and more recently, new fixed rates are rising. But if you do a quick calculation, you can soon check whether a switch, less switching fee, is worth the effort. Because mortgages are so large for many, it's often possible to save thousands of dollars across the year by switching to better accounts. Now, savings rates are also fickle, with special high interest rates being morphed into less generous ongoing rates. Variable call rates tend to be less generous than fixed term savings, but it is important to have ideally, say, 6 months worth of money at call in case of emergencies. Again, a comparison site can help to identify the best options, though just remember the government's saving protection limit is currently $250,000 per account holder per authorized deposit taking institution. That's the ADI or the bank, building society or credit union, in the event of the ADI failing. For joint accounts, each account holder is entitled to the $250,000 guarantee. So to check if your savings are covered by the FCS, you can see the deposit checker on APRA's website. Also bear in mind the expectation that rates could rise from here, and that may change your strategy. The second tip relates to insurance renewals on home or contents or even health insurance, as well as car coverage. Most agreements are renewed annually, and firms will send a reminder with the updated renewal premium. Note, we often see significant price walking where renewals are automatically raised, so it's important to run a comparison check on the sites like CanStar or Mozo and make sure that you have the best options and prices. Also check for things like exclusions and claims limits. Often better deals are available, and if you find one, you always have the option of seeking a reduction from your existing provider. Again, it is possible to make considerable savings and avoid the annual hikes, which for some have been in excess of 20% this past year, and that was one driver, of course, of higher inflation. The third tip relates to automatic payments of bank accounts, debit, and credit cards. It's good practice to check your transactions each month because sometimes things do go awry, but it also is often the case that it shows automated recurring payments which are claimed against your accounts by firms using continuing authorities. Now, this includes PayPal accounts too, by the way, which sometimes people forget. Make sure you stop any recurring payments you no longer need, though it is sometimes tricky to get firms to stop actually. You do have a legal right here, so persist. Also, again, I want to highlight price walking is the norm as they raise prices year on year. Subscriptions to streaming services, software firms, and gym memberships are some of the standouts. And we also see a rash of subscription services where providers have tricked people into signing up, and years later they are still paying. So please review your statements. The fourth relates to superannuation. This is a thorny issue for many because we are obliged to save. The disclosures from the funds are still pretty awful, and in particular the fees and charges they grab. in the funds are often not transparent. So it's worth getting to grips, bearing in mind even a small annual charge taken from the fund reduces its performance considerably. My point here is it's important to review where your funds are invested, the fees being charged, and their recent performance. This can make a massive difference over a lifetime. The fifth tip relates to mobile phone and data plans. Again, we see price walking and shifting sands in terms of deals, so it's worth using a comparison site to check for the best deals, taking into account your patterns of use and need. Now, it's also true of data plans via mobile or fixed lines. This is a competitive space and the comparison sites do give quite good general data, but it is also important to check specific coverage and speeds for your specific location, as they do vary. And also remember, there are rules about the speed promised versus supplied. So if you have complaints about connectivity, press for a change or a refund. Some firms are pretty good, others are not. And again, due diligence is important. Reliability and speed and price do not always go in the same direction, though. My last tip is to make sure you have a valid will, because in the event of a death in the family, a lack of clear instructions can mean finances are frozen. Generally, joint accounts can be unfrozen quite quickly, even without a will after death, but sole accounts are a menace, and it can take months to go through the more complex probate processes, leaving people without financial means meantime. These days, it seems that more people have their own sole accounts rather than joint accounts, but it can make sense to have a joint account too for emergencies. It costs little to make a will, and that can save money, time, and worry. Believe me, I know, as when Professor of Law Jill, my wife, died, she had not made a will, despite really knowing better, and it took me, well, years to sort out all her affairs. And a final extra thought here, check your accounts for annual fees and charges. Not all providers charge. Others often bundled accounts and slap on a significant fee on top. If you are using revolving credit on a credit card, then choose a low-rate card without rewards as it will be cheaper, though paying off in full every month is actually the cheapest of all, of course. And these days, the fees for points on cards is, well, frankly, hardly worth it. So again, it's worth checking out this too, and the comparison sites can help. So there are my six tips, plus a bonus tip to get your finances into better fettle in 2026. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.